Fairy Care Package on the web and deploy the joy this holiday season.
That's you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We just invite you to come and be a part of what the Lord is doing at Victory. Sunday mornings at 11, Tuesday evenings at 7. Thank God for our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, great men and women of God. We appreciate them so much. I am your host sitting in today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad about the Lord. I'm glad about the Word of God. I'm glad. My heart is happy. I pray blessings on you today. I thank you so much as you tune in faithfully every Monday through Friday right here at 6 p.m. weekly on 100.7 FM radio dial. Today, I feel like the Lord gave me a little topic, and we want to talk about it. The topic is flipping the switch, flipping the switch. And so let's just pray really quick. Father, we thank you so much that you are in our lives and in our hearts, and that we continually, Father, are humbling ourselves and acknowledging you. Father, we pray today that the Holy Spirit, we invite Holy Spirit in to have his way to lead and guide, Father, this time on the broadcast. Holy Spirit, help us, speak to us, show us how to turn on the light of God in our lives. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name, amen. I was thinking from the topic, flip the switch, because I was thinking about the Lord and how Christ, first he instructed us, he said that we were called to let's go to read the scripture, Matthew 5, 16. Actually, let's go up to start with 13. Matthew 5, 13. Christ said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, if the salt has lost it, wherewith shall it be salted? But what good is salt that no longer is salty, no longer has the flavor of salt? It's thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out, thrown away, and trodden or trampled under the foot of men. It's worthless, useless." He tells us, verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and take a candle that they lit and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And I'm going to stop right there. Let's focus today on flipping the switch. Flipping the switch is our topic. And the verses are coming from Matthew 5, 13 through 16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Jesus is, the scripture tells us, the light of the world. And those that have accepted him, we have accepted Christ. So Christ now through the power of the Holy Spirit abides within us. And he's called us, he's assigned us to be the same light, or to allow and permit the same light that was in him to be in us and to shine through us. I want to remind us today, me as much as everyone else, to let the light of God shine. To examine your light today. Is the light of God shining through you? What do people see? What do men see? What do men say when they encounter you? Can they see the light of Christ? Or do they only see you? We're called to let our light shine. Sometimes we've got to get comfortable with letting our light shine. We've got to be comfortable with the identity we now have in Christ. Sometimes people only know us from our BC, before Christ days. They only can relate to us before I knew the Master, before I encountered Christ, before he changed my life. They only know us from the before Christ life. But I declare that when we encounter Christ and we allow him through the power of the Holy Spirit to have his way in our life, we're called to be transformed. We're called to be a new creation. We're called to be something you've never seen before. And there should be a demonstration out of my life, out of your life. Christ has come. The old has gone. The new creation has come. And there ought to be light. I think about the word of the Lord that said in Isaiah, I believe, that a great light would come forth. And we know that in the scriptures, it talks about how the shepherds, how the wise men, how they saw a great light. Jesus was a great light, as at his birth, at his entering the earth realm, there was a great light. At our new birth, at our rebirth, at our born again, there is a great light entering our hearts and minds, and we're filled with the light of God. We're filled with his salvation. The light can represent salvation, illumination. The light has come. When we think about the world today, very frequently, people will talk about we're living in dark times, the days and the ages that we live in, what we see happening, what we see allowed, what we see on TV, what agendas that are moving forward, dark agendas that are trying to pierce the minds and hearts of our children. There's like a whole demonic onslaught of darkness trying to advance, darkness trying to take territory, darkness trying to move forward, darkness trying to press us into boxes and molds, and stop our speech. But the Lord, we have freedom in Christ. That's another thing. He brings freedom. We have freedom in Christ. We are empowered through Christ. We are empowered through the Holy Spirit of God. There is a boldness, a confidence, a power to witness, a power to be a light. And so today, the Lord is saying to us, flip the switch. Where everywhere our feet tread, the light has come. We that are saved, that are born again, that are hid in Christ, that are living for the Lord, we're called to be a light. We are called out of darkness into his marvelous light, the scripture says. So we've got to flip the switch to on. Is your light on, or are we fearful and afraid and hiding like Gideon? He had a light, he had an assignment, but he was fearful, and he put more confidence in the enemy, in what was said about the enemy. But the Lord had to come to him and deal with him and cause him, Gideon, you mighty man of valor. He had to come to him and speak to him and encourage him to see you are called to be a light to your generations. You are called to be a light to your family. You're called to be a light on your job. You're called. We are. Me too. I'm called to be God's light. I've got an assignment. I've got a job, and it is to be a light for Christ. Let me just read the text again. It's not many verses today. I want to read it again. It says, you are the salt of the earth. I'm called to be salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor or flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? If you lose your salt, the flavor of God, if you lose it, it's a waste. If you don't use it, we say, you lose it. God wants you to be salt. Add the flavor of God to the conversation. Add the flavor of God on your job and in your home. Add the seasoning, the savor that a life hid in Christ brings everywhere you go, in the grocery store, in the bank, everywhere our feet tread. Add the flavor and savor of God to every conversation we participate in, to every engagement, to every business deal. Add the flavor and savor of God in how we conduct ourselves, in how we demonstrate Christ the King rules in my life. Demonstrate it by our lives. Let's read further. It says, if the salt loses its savor and flavor, it becomes useless. God, we're not called to be useless in the kingdom of God, but we're called to be active participants, soldiers, warriors, light bearers, salt bearers. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. We're talking, flip the switch today. Flip on if you've been off. Flip on. Flip the switch to on. You are the light of the world. You're a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Sometimes when you fly and you fly in at night and you see the city all lit up, it cannot be hid. That is who we are. We are the light of the world. Where I am, there is light. And the light causes the darkness to disperse, to disband. A little bit of light will always cause darkness to back up, to disperse, to disband, because the light has come. And that's why it is so important for us to flip our switches to be on, to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to be bold witnesses, to be filled with His Spirit, to add, allow, to permit the light of God to shine in and through us. So we are a light of the world, a city that's set on a hill. It can't be hid. The light of God in you can't be hid. That light is gonna, even if the whole room is dark and there's a crack of light under the door, there, the light is going to show forth. The light is going to shine through. It will always show us a way out. It will always bring illumination in dark times. The light of God is so important in the days and times that we are living in. Souls are searching for light, crouching in the darkness, feeling their way in darkness, stumbling, falling, gross darkness. But you and I, those that are Christ's followers, those that have submitted and surrendered their lives into the Lord, we are the light that the world needs. How dare we not be hiding our light? How dare we hide the light of God when God has called us, appointed us, assigned us to win souls from the kingdom of God, to take territory, to advance, to snatch souls out? Father, we pray today, help us to flip the switch. Help us to run, to flip it, just like we flip on the light in our house. The first thing we do when we come into a dark house, we find a light switch. We flip that switch, and that is every time we come into dark conversations, dark areas and arenas of life, dark darkness around us, Father. Boldly, let us flip that switch. We know who the light is. We know Jesus is the light of the world. We know who Christ is. Let us disperse the light. Let us be light carriers, light bearers. Let us be conduits and vessels that the Lord can shine through brightly. Sometimes when you encounter light as we're driving down dark roads and somebody comes along meeting us almost like, you know, they're in their lane across, but it seems like, oh, the light is shining like head on. But listen, let us be that type of light. And sometimes we're like, oh, that light is so bright. We want to shine so bright before the world. We want to shine before the world. So in the verses, I want to reread them. The verses say, men don't put a candle under a bushel. Men don't hide candle stands under a bushel. Why are we hiding the light of God? Men don't do that. Christ followers, we can't do that. We don't light the candle and hide it. Oh, shh, be quiet about speaking about the name of Jesus. No, I'm a light. I'm his light. Christ has come. The truth of the word is here. I'm his vessel. I'm his beacon. Let's be a beacon. Sometimes I've seen when there's fairs and carnivals and things in the city, they'll have like a big old beacon light flashing. And so even though you don't know what it is yet, and even though you haven't gotten close to it yet, it's drawing your attention. It's saying, I'm here. Look at this beacon. Look at this light. It's trying to bring and invite people to come. Let us be like that today. Let us be a beacon waving, giving God glory so men will see the light and come and glorify the Father. I'm going to keep reading. Men don't put the light under a candle, but neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick. They put it up high like a beacon so that light can be seen, and it gives light to all that are in the house. It gives light to everyone that can see it. It says, verse 16 again, let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. They will see the light. The light will get their attention. They will see your good works because the Holy Spirit dwells in you and I. And the Holy Spirit has come to produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And they will see our good works. The Holy Spirit produces of his Spirit in our lives. And men see our good works and they glorify the Father. The glory is to the Father. The glory is not to me. The glory is not to my flesh. The glory is not to my carnality, but the glory is to the Father. They see the good works. They bring glory to the Father, and God is pleased by it. And the light illuminates and it reflects the Spirit of the Lord in us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. No glory to me, no glory in my flesh. The glory is the Father's. I want to read quickly in our hearing what Christ, the true light, produces in our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm reading in Galatians, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy. But the fruit of the Spirit is peace. But the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. But the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. But the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. But the fruit of the Spirit is faith. But the fruit of the Spirit is meekness. But the fruit of the Spirit is temperance, self-control. And so when they see the light and they come to the light, they're drawn to the light, just like the beacon that the fair and the carnival has in the air, or car dealerships have shining that light. Sometimes they make the lights red, sometimes they make the lights different colors, but that light is there to draw you. That light is there to invite. It's an invitation. Father, we ought to be, when people see us, ought to be an invitation to Christ, ought to be an invitation to changing their lives, ought to be an invitation. They ought to see something, that see the good works. The evidence ought to be there. There's nothing worse than if there were a beacon and a light flashing and you followed the light and you drove. You say, well, what is that? I'm going to go see. And you got there and it was just an empty parking lot, no carnival, no fair, just a light beacon flashing in an empty parking lot. No. Flip the switch on. Let all of the goodness of the testimony that Christ has done in your life, let it shine forth. Let there be a witness. Let there be evidence. Let there be proof. Christ has come and he resides here, and the evidence shows itself. I do these good works because Christ is in me now. Who you knew before Christ is no longer residing in here. There is a problem if the old man is still residing after we have come to Christ. But Christ says, put off the old man. Put off the old man and his deeds. Put on Christ. We put on Christ Jesus. We permit and allow the mind of Christ to be in us. We put on, allow and permit, Holy Spirit of God, have your way in me. Take up habitation in me. And so, because we're new creations in God, and because the Father has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, because the word of the Lord changes and transforms and renews our minds, we become those that are glory carriers, those that can house the anointing of God. We become those vessels of light for the Lord's glory, for the Lord's glory. Hallelujah. That Christ can be seen, that our lifestyle, that our conversation, that our manner of life, our response and our engagement, our perceptions and our thinking, our ways of doing things, our uprightness, our integrity, our righteousness, it can be seen. You can recognize and know, even if you don't have the words to articulate what you see, you can recognize and know that's something different. I sense the presence of God. We see it in Scripture. People not even saved, but they could sense the presence of God when they encountered him. In the disciples, in the men and women of God in the Bible, they could sense Jesus. And we want to be those people. We want and pray, God, that we live upright before you, that we become willing and obedient to your will and to your assignment. You and I have a job to do. You and I have a job to do in the earth. The Lord said, you're the salt and light of the earth. Get to salting today, I pray in the name of Jesus. Let us be sure that we press into the Lord, and we press into the things of God, and we press into the word of God, that we bring forth what Christ died on the cross for us, that we stop nothing less until we are the salt of God. We add the flavor of God everywhere we go, that we bring the light of God everywhere we go, that we bring the good news to the earth everywhere we go. Every opportunity that we can insert Christ's light into a conversation, insert Christ's light into a business deal. Let us flip the switch on today, I pray in Jesus' name. Let us be salt and light today like never before, because the world is in need of you. The world has need of you. The world has need of me today. And I pray that we get on assignment and get on our post and get busy for God, doing the work of God. Today, the word of the Lord is to us is that we flip the switch on, that we be the light that he's called us to be, that we stop hiding our lights. Father, even we just repent for hiding our lights. We repent for not wanting to be seen. We repent for wanting to shh when it comes to the things of God and Christ being seen and allowing Christ to use us. Father, we just ask you. We repent and we make ourselves available to you. We ask your forgiveness, Father, for timidity, for hiding our light under bushels. Father, we just pray today and confess our sins, and we ask you, cleanse us afresh and anew. Father, we make a commitment to you to be the light you're calling us to be in dark times. Light will show up because we show up. Light will show up, Father. Help us to renew our fervency and our heart for you and our love for you. Light will show up because Christ lives in us. It can't help but show up. We will no longer, Father, hide the light of God, but we will allow you to shine forth as a beacon. Out of my mouth, the beacon of the Lord comes. Out of my lifestyle, the beacon of the Lord comes. So, Father, we pray and we thank you for this word. Flip the switch on. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You are welcome to come. In fact, you're invited. You may come as a visitor one day, but you're going to leave his family. You're going to know that Jesus Christ died for you in the pardon of your sins. May you walk in victory. May you take this word today and run with it. May you flip the switch of God so that you become salt and light that you already are for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, amen. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.